Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served up with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're stuck in a perpetual cycle of "I'll get to it later"? You know that feeling when deadlines loom and the urge to hit snooze on responsibility is just too strong? We've all been there. But let's be honest, procrastination ain't exactly helping us live our best lives. It leaves us stressed, frazzled, and doubting our abilities. So today, we're diving headfirst into the world of overcoming procrastination with some seriously effective habits that can actually change the game. We're talking about practical strategies you can implement right away to reclaim your time and boost your productivity. Here are 5 key takeaways that are going to blow open your procrastination-proof armor. First off, let's face it, our brains are wired for instant gratification. That dopamine hit from scrolling through social media or watching that one more YouTube video. It feels good. But when it comes to tackling those less glamorous tasks, well, let's just say our willpower takes a bit of a vacation. So how do we combat this? Simple. Make the unfun stuff easier and more appealing. Think about breaking down large projects into smaller, bite-sized chunks. It's way less intimidating to tackle a 15-minute writing sprint than staring down a 5-page essay, right? Celebrate those mini victories. Even completing a tiny task builds momentum and keeps you feeling good about progress. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, but even the mightiest empire started with one brick at a time. Second up, let's talk about that sneaky voice in your head whispering excuses. I'm too tired, it's not my best time, but the classic, I'll do it later. That voice? Yeah, it's trying to keep you comfortable and prevent you from stretching your comfort zone. So how do we silence it? By actively challenging those thoughts. Replace them with positive affirmations like, I can handle this, I am capable, where every step forward counts. Thirdly, let's talk about creating a work environment that fuels your focus. You wouldn't try to build a house on shaky ground, right? Well, the same applies to your productivity zone. Minimize distractions by turning off notifications, putting your phone on D&D, and finding a quiet space where you can truly concentrate. Next up, time management. This isn't about squeezing every second out of your day like a lemon, though sometimes it feels that way. It's about prioritizing tasks, setting realistic goals, and scheduling dedicated time for focus work. Think of it like this. If you're trying to run a marathon, you wouldn't just jump right into the race without training, right? You create a plan, set milestones, and build up your endurance over time. The same principle applies to tackling your to-do list. And finally, remember that self-care is not selfish. Taking breaks, getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and moving your body are essential for maintaining focus and motivation. You can't pour from an empty cup, folks. So make sure you're replenishing yourself regularly. Think about the last time you put off a task. Maybe it was that dreaded laundry pile, finishing a project at work, or tackling a personal goal that felt overwhelming. Did you feel that familiar pang of guilt and anxiety? Maybe you even tried to justify your procrastination with a flimsy excuse or two. Well, picture this. You're sitting down to write that important email you've been putting off for days. Instead of feeling paralyzed by the blank page, you start with a simple reminder this is achievable. Then you break the task into smaller steps. Outline your key points, draft the introduction, fill in the main body paragraphs, and finally, proofread and send it off. Boom. You've tackled that email monster head on. You know what? You're awesome for making it this far. I hope these insights have ignited a spark of inspiration to conquer procrastination once and for all. Remember, you're capable of achieving incredible things when you break down those big goals into manageable steps, challenge those negative thoughts, prioritize your well-being, and create an environment that supports focus. So go out there and crush it. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little procrastination-busting motivation. Leave us a review if you found it helpful, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.